Today's Between Master and Disciples, Concentrate on Your Inner Wisdom, will be presented in English, with subtitles in Arabic, Oleksese or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. A több mint 93.000 négyzetméteren elterülő Közép-Európában található Magyar Köztársaság egy nagyon szép ország, mélyen gyökerező hagyományokkal. Magyarország Európa közepén, kelet és nyugat kereszteződésében, a környező nemzetek kulturális sokszínűségének elegáns tükröződése. Az itt élő németek, szlovákok, szlávok, románok, romák, szerbek, bolgárok mellett, akik több száz év folyamán telepedtek le itt, érkeznek az Európai Unió országaiból, a Közel-Keletről és Észak-Afrikából is, tovább gazdagítva az országot. Magyarország sok tehetséges embert adott a világnak, olyan nagyszerű zeneszerzőket, mint Liszt Ferenc, Bartók Béla és Kodály Zoltán, akik nagyban hozzájárultak a zene világához. További híres magyarok közé tartozik Elie Wiesel, vegetáriánus béke Nobel díjas író, Pulitzer József újságíró szerkesztő, a Pulitzer díj megalapítója, Puskás Ferenc futballista, Szeles Mónika teniszbajnok és a Polgárlányok, a sakk nagymesterei. Most pedig kérjük, hallgassa meg Csinghaj legfelsőbb mester előadását, melynek címe Koncentrálj a belső bölcsességedre, melyet 2002. augusztus 17-én tartott Budapesten, Magyarországon.
Supreme Master Chinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
How are you?
How are you? Are you right? Are you all right?
Yeah, we're very good now.
Have you had a good retreat, everyone?
Yeah.
Good, good. Wonderful, wonderful. It's nice to see you on the screen. You only are like 10 inches from me. 10 inches.
10 inches, yes. Very close.
Very
yeah.
Hello to you all, and God bless you so much. I love you.
We love you too, Master.
I hear you. Is that your center here? Is that private or is a public area, public place?
Actually, Master, I have some information about this. The center itself is in a private location. It used to be a farm, and it is very big, 4.5 hectares, and very close to the airport.
You could even manifest this beautiful service there, that you can see me and hear me talking?
Yeah, we actually came to a university for this nearby, only 30-minute drive.
Oh, so this is university?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
We came to college too because they have the internet connection because there's no phone line where we are.
Sure, yeah. So how do you see me? Slow motion?
No, actually the connection is pretty fast.
Yeah.
So we can see you almost instantly.
Just like movies with all natural movement?
Yeah, natural movement, like a movie star.
Wow. No, what I mean is the fast motion or just slow motion?
No, almost instant, same time.
Just like a video you're watching, right?
Yeah, more or less. Just slight, slow, but not much.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, it's like you're here with us now.
Well, wonderful. Wow, that's what I wanted to know.
definitely.
It's wonderful. All right. So, I'm very glad to see you.
Mm. Yeah, we're really happy. You wouldn't believe.
Oh, you enjoy your retreat, huh? I wish I were there with you.
Oh, yeah, we do too. That's for sure.
I mean physically, but now we are also together.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great. Okay. So anything I can help you with after mm-hmm. 3 day enlightening wise gathering already?
Yeah, actually we have a few questions if that's okay. So, some
please.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The first one is, Dear Master, first thank you for everything. Please could you tell me what is the difference between an enlightened human being and an enlightened master? Thank you.
They are both enlightened.
No difference, really. Yeah.
Okay, no, I understand. I'm just trying to lighten you up because I'm so happy to see you. Here's for you, the rose. Okay, the difference between the bud of this rose and these flowers is that he wasn't open very big, yeah? He was like this, huh?
Yeah.
But he's a rose. And then when he opened wide, he became a flower. He blossomed. And he's also a rose. He just opened a little more.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, we got it.
Cool.
Cool. The next question. I was initiated 4 years ago. Last year, I experienced the sounds of the end of the second level and also, but vaguely, the sounds of the third level. The last was very brief. Since that period, I have heard nothing more. It has been like this for more than 10 months. I try to tune in, but with no success. I am now like in a black hole or in a tube, perhaps. I try not to focus on this problem and meditate more. Is this a good approach to the problem, or have I to do something else? Thank you.
Oh, just relax. Just relax, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Do not try too hard to catch the sound. Do not try to analyze what kind of level you are in. It's just a guideline for you. Our focus is to the highest level and to be free and wise, yes? So as we go, we will notice our development. There's no need to keep track of it, all right? The more you focus on this calculation, the more you dwell in the intellect. And the more you dwell in the intellect, the more you're difficult to get out of it. Just relax, be cool.
Dear Master, I would like to thank you firstly for letting me enjoy a kind of happiness and inner peace. Also, a gradual development of wisdom every day, which I have never felt before initiation.
Good.
Sometimes, though, I feel a kind of airstream running through the left side of my head to my face. Sometimes it makes me feel tense there and uncomfortable. Master, what is it that I should do?
Okay, next time, just focus on the right side. Yeah?
Yeah.
And recite the holy names.
Thank you, Master. Okay. Dear Master, the human race is still so backward in terms of spiritual consciousness and ignorance. It is so widespread. It seems that this is basic human nature and that this is the natural state of the world. My question is it necessary for spiritual practitioners to have to struggle to rise above all of this? And why are more people not naturally more spiritually receptive, since this fundamental truth is the reality of existence?
Oh, wow, what a question. I suggest you forget the whole question,
okay?
And concentrate in your inner wisdom, and then soon you don't need to ask so much and so long sentence.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Everything evolves according to God's plan, and you are helping it. It's okay. It's perfect. If we evolve faster than this, the human cannot bear. All right? The human race cannot bear. We are walking fine. Yeah? Don't worry. And everyone is evolved according to his or her own level of understanding about Godhood. Some people walk faster, some people walk slower, and that is natural. Yeah, everyone choose their own pace. So just focus on your own pace and enjoy. Enjoy the walk. Okay.
Hello, Master.
Hi.
Since 1 week, I have problem with my wisdom eye. When I meditate, I have pressure at my wisdom eye automatically. I don't know why.
Oh, I see. You massage a little bit when you feel the pressure. Massage a little upward stroke at your wisdom eye, yeah? And try to relax and recite the holy names. And do not pressure yourself over there, okay?
Yeah.
Just remember the wisdom eyes, but do not pressure yourself mentally. Do not try
too
hard.
Yeah, I do, I
do. Yes. You do what?
I do like to say, but it's automatically pressure.
Okay, then just bear it. Massage a little bit and try to bear it, and then it will be gone.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, because your soul is trying to get out.
Okay, thank
and
you.
You have a little blockage.
I have another question, Master. I always see the little star, a little light like a star, in different colors. And I don't know if it's something wrong with my body or if it's something with the spirit.
If you see the star, why is something wrong with you? You see the star inside?
No, outside. I just working.
Oh, I understand. It's okay. It's an extra blessing. Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you, Master.
Yes. You focus on a wisdom eye all the time, okay? Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Is this right when I hear in the meditation?
Mm-hmm.
I hear really songs I like. Since my childhood, like Christmas songs,
yes,
other songs. Is this good to hear?
It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah, but not focus too much on that.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
After a while, it will be gone, okay?
Yes.
It's just your longing for childhood. Yeah. It's okay.
Yes, thank you.
You are reversing to the youth. To your childhood, and this is a sign of, you're going back to your youth.
Thank you.
It's good, and then you will pass that and go to a higher level, don't worry, it's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hi.
Thank you for your love and compassion.
Oh, thank you.
My question is, I sometimes do have altered state of consciousness, and I would like to know if this altered consciousness is the door that I have to go through in order to get sound and light.
No, what is it that your consciousness like?
It's kind of trance.
Oh.
Kind of.
Like you're in samadhi? And you feel good?
In the beginning, I was very afraid of this state, but now I can bear it. It takes 1 hour and then it's gone, and then I'm good.
What do you do during that hour? How do you feel?
It's something bigger than me that is a bit strange to bear. Everything has a kind of connection with myself. I feel the atmosphere stronger than normal.
Mm. And?
And if I have this state of consciousness, I try to meditate and try to stay calm and try to relax, and then it goes and I feel better.
Yes? You try to recite the holy names, okay, if you feel afraid.
Okay.
If not, you just let go and enjoy whatever comes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah, when you're too tense, you cannot focus on the light and cannot focus on the sound, and that's why you think you do not see them or hear them. So try to relax and focus on your wisdom eye and recite the holy names instead of being panicky. Understand now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank
good.
You.
You are very welcome, and you will enjoy soon. I love you.
Thank you so much, Master.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master. Dear Master, there are many disciples who have got convenient method. Then they hear different sounds and they ask me, what should they do? What shall I tell them, Master, to ignore or concentrate on those sounds?
Concentrate on the convenient method.
Okay.
And enjoy the sound meanwhile.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's an extra blessing when you do the light and you hear the sound, but just concentrate on their method, yeah? Or on the light. Yeah. What else?
Next one. Dear Master, why are creative people like artists and writers, etc., often mentally or emotionally disturbed? Is it because most of them are trying to create something without spiritual practice, meaning without God's blessing and love, or is this just a part of their karma?
Not all of them are disturbed.
Yeah, I know.
Disturbed people are disturbed anyway, you know, be it artists or not. It's just the reason why you notice that the artists are disturbed because the artists, people, they are more famous, you know, more in the public's gaze. Yeah? If it's a normal person disturbed somewhere, your neighbor disturbed, you probably don't notice. Or you don't even know they are there. It's not that they are artists and then they're more disturbed. It's not like that. Okay? That's the one thing. And another thing, probably, is that also the artistic people, they are more like in the clown, you know? They are living in their own world, they are more into creative things, and they are very more oblivious to the mundane problems and the practical way of living. And when they have to deal with those, they kind of get confused. Yeah, the pressure is too much for them. Yeah, the pressure is too much for many of us. But because we are doing it every day, we're working in the world every day, so we are not, we are more used to it, more immune to it. But the artist people or the creative people, they are more in their own world, more in the beautiful things that they create, or they try to create beautiful things, and they're just more into the beauty and the music or whatever. And when they have to crash with the reality, the harsh reality of mundane living, making money, paying the rent, pay the bill, then they become almost like alarmed, and they probably don't know how to deal with it. So it seems like they are out of ordinary, but if it's us, then we are also the same, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. It's just the reality and the dream are much different sometimes. And some people cannot balance between the practical living, the, you know, worldly, mundane living to deal with money and bills, and the beauty of the inner creativeness. So there is a little balancing that they need to learn, and some people do not know how. Yeah? Not even just an artist, anyone. Some people are more emotional, some people are less emotional. Some people are more in the inside of dreaming, like a dreamer. Some people are more practical and down to earth. And if we do not balance these two, we will be in trouble, any of us. That's why it is better for you to meditate and go into the inner world of beauty, but continue your worldly obligation. And in that way, you are more balanced. Yeah. And even the residents in the center, I make them work too. There are time to meditate, to go in the God Kingdom, there are time to bring that blessing out and to operate in this world. Otherwise you will lose touch with the physical world, and whenever you have to go back to be in touch with it again, you'll be confused. Yeah? And that's how people think you are disturbed. I mean, anyone. Okay? Is that clear?
Thanks, Master. Very nice. Okay.
Yes, next.
I think that's it, Master. All the questions that have been read out now.
Good. You don't ask that many, that means you have been very enlightened.
We have a few personal experiences that some disciples have written, if you would like us to share those with you.
Okay.
Yeah, not too long.
Okay.
Dear loving Master, we are very happy here. The atmosphere is very lovely. We know that you are always with us. Thank you so much for your love and your loving blessing. We are here for a few days wishing you the best, our dear loving master.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay. Dear Master, I want to say that after my first international retreat in December last year in Florida, my husband is a totally changed person. Mm. Before the retreat, he did not like any of our chanting tapes, lecture tapes, nor did he like going to Sunday group meditations. Mm. But as soon as I got home after the retreat, he became more open to your teachings.
Yes.
And he learned the convenient method and is now eagerly awaiting initiation.
Good, good. Something happened while you are away. That's good for him.
The power of group meditation is truly great. I feel extremely best. Thank you very much, Master.
You are very welcome. Thank you yourself.
Master, due to my illness, doctors said I couldn't be operated on, but the situation became serious when I complained about it to Master, as a serious operation had to be done. So I told Master I was a little afraid, but then I felt completely calm. The next day I found a doctor who was able to make me sleep, and while I was being operated on last night, light beings who took me to a beautiful, bright place. Thank you, Master, for the wonderful things you have done for me, and also, God bless you.
Oh, God bless you more, honey. All you have to do is just ask. Yeah? Everyone.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Okay, that's all the experiences and questions now.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah.
Alright. I hope you will go home and enjoy your home again. Because you have to bring the blessing of the retreat home, eh?
Yeah.
And I shall see you again some other time or via internet when it's your turn again.
We look forward to it, Master.
Yes, me too. It's a wonderful experience for us, huh?
Yeah, and it's great that you don't have to travel so far anymore. You can do it from the convenience of your house or wherever.
It's not that. I don't do it for my health or whatever. It's just that before we don't have this, so we do retreats sometimes. But now we still can do both, and it's just not bad.
Yeah.
If I can, I do retreat again.
Yeah, we have
like
the best
this,
of both worlds.
Every week you can see me.
Yeah.
It's a bonus, no?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like winning the lottery.
Besides, for example, even if we do retreat every year, not everybody can come, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So like this, everyone can see me, even in their own home. Yes,
yeah.
And this is very good. And this, everybody has the freedom to see me in every corner of the world if they have the access to internet.
Yeah.
And this is
wonderful
for them.
We're very lucky.
Yeah, it's not because my health or anything. I'm doing it for you, all of you.
Oh, for sure. No, we're just happy that to be able to see you all the time.
Yes, yes, this is wonderful, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, not only you, the whole world, almost, you know, any center can see. Yes. We're just taking turns to talk to each center every week.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it is because you meditate group together only every weekend, so we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's all for your convenience.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Everyone can see me.
Yeah.
Yes. That's and can hear question and answer from everyone else, and which even apply to themselves too, you know? Like some of your questions today would also correspond with some other people's question in other centers around the world, and they meanwhile get answers as well.
Yes.
And this is a wonderful opportunity, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, good,
sure.
Good. Okay. I wish you all the best. God bless you.
Yeah.
I love you.
We love you too, Master.
I love you very much. See you soon.
Köszönjük, hogy velünk tartott a Mester és tanítványai között mai epizódjában. Kérjük, tartson velünk a Supreme Master Televisionon az Állatvilág lakótársaink című műsorában a figyelemre méltó hírek után. Legyen a napja emelkedett a mennyek belső zenéjével. We thank you for your presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World Argo Inhabitants, up next right after Noteworthy News. May your days be uplifted with the inner music of heaven.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD